And you can contact me.
Sure.
But George Norris, you know, he's untouchable. You can't contact him. And he has his few calling guests. Same people all the time, the bacon beans man. Come on. How can this guy get through it all the time? And regular people keep calling him, calling him, calling him, calling him. I've tried to call him to the show hundreds of times when I used to listen to the his radio show, not at my own. And never even got close. And that's the reality of it. And the other reality is, hey, you know, he gets paid big money to do a bullshit show, which is 15 to 20 minutes of a guest, and the other 10 to 15 minutes is commercials. You know, there are no commercials on this station, and you have the opportunity to call in. You know, whatever. But same time, you know, I could use a little, you know, I'll be honest with you to begin the show. Nobody is subscribing to my show. Nobody is willing to. I'm like public, you know, public television, PBS. They do their marathons all the time to get people to contribute. Well, I'm talking it right now. You know, I could use a little contribution. Because I don't get paid salary to the show. I have to pay for the show myself to hire the engineers to do the broadcast. You know? So, it's a big negative financially for me, but I do it because I have knowledge to put out there to help the human race. And I'm giving all of myself when I do the show to educate those who have not been educated yet about the reality of the existence that we existed. You know? In one show, I give more than any college professor gives in a whole semester of information. Because I talk about things that are real, important, everyday existence. Not like the phony politicians do when they talk, or any of these other pretenders they get on the TV, and they're getting paid to say what they say, and you waste your time listening to them when there's the only truth tellers are the ones like me who don't get paid for it. So I could use a little help in that area. Come on. Go to BBS Radio. Click on my show. You can subscribe to my show for a steady $2.99 a month. Don't tell me you can't afford it, but where's your heart? Where's your consideration for people that are out here, you know, pouring their head out speaking the truth? You know? And if you contribute to one of those phony organizations like the Democrats or the Republican Party, you're willing to contribute to them, but you won't contribute to a real person who's out here talking the truth, not the bullshit, not the lies of the New World Order or the Big Pharma lies or the CDC lies or the FBI lies or the CIA lies or the WEF lies. With the WHO lies, you're willing to pay money out to support them. But what's your excuse for not supporting someone like me that comes out here every week and talks the truth? Well, so much for that. But for God's sake, have a heart. Go to BBS Radio, click on my show, connect the dots, and subscribe to my show. There isn't anybody listening to my voice that can't afford $2.99 a month. Nobody. You know, if you are and you can't afford that, you call me up right now. You have the number already. Call me up and tell me you can't afford to give $2.99 to someone who's spreading the truth about what's going on in this world right now. Important truth, because reality is going to change on planet Earth this year. And I've been talking about it for years now. It's going to happen this year, whether you like it or not. So just get with the program. You're either going to be part of it or you're going to be left behind. And that's as simple as it is. And so let me just change to prove to everyone I can, as a saying, change on a dime. There's a few good declarations of sovereignty out there. You know, if you're a human being, you haven't declared your sovereignty from the controlling forces, which are the negative entities, the New World Order, the evil reptilians and the great ghosts who control your thinking far more than you would ever imagine. If you haven't declared your sovereignty from this bag of trash that controls our world, these dirtbags among the planets that came here and are controlling our human race, you haven't declared your sovereignty. You're part of the problem because you're not part of the solution. The part of the solution is everybody to declare their sovereignty. And let me just give you an example. But first, if you have a pencil and paper, and if you ever listen to my show before, you know you have a pencil and paper because sometimes I give out facts that you ought to write down and do your own investigation. If not, you have to wait 4 or 5 days. And of course, you can review the show because it's a podcast put out there 4 or 5 days later. But if you're on Twitter at TorReadLate888, you'll find some cool declarations of sovereignty that you should be stating, or a group of you should be stating. And that's spelled TaurEanLighthtAKA. Yeah. Check it out. But in the meantime, just listen to some of what's on that site. Like Declaration of Sovereignty 1. Listen to these words and understand what I'm saying here. We, the sovereign citizens of planet Earth and Gaia, which is just another name for planet Earth, and the consciousness of planet Earth, we, the sovereign citizens of planet Earth and Gaia, do not give you the invisible dark forces, invisible beings, and entities, we do not give you permission to use humanity to war against each other. We do not give you permission to poison our food and water supplies or to poison us with chemicals that harm our human bodies, harm animals, and harm the environment. We don't give you permission to do that. And we all need to be saying that out loud so the evil entities understand that we need business. And of course, there's another one. We, the citizens of planet Earth, now take back our home and evict all negative energies, negative beings and negative entities that reside here. By the powers and the laws of the universe, we declare, leave now. Earth, also known as Gaia, is a frequency of light that no longer allows lower negative frequencies to inhabit the surface or any region under the surface of the planet. All beings who do not vibrate at higher frequency of positive energy for all, we command you to leave now. Leave this planet in peace. Leave the waters of our universe, for your presence here is no longer acceptable. And as I speak this, so it is. And I've just given everyone an example how we need to vocalize and take command of our situation to remove all the negative energies from our world. We have the power to do that by just speaking it. But if we're not speaking it, we're not taking advantage of our powers. Is there anybody here out there listening to me who doesn't understand that? Hey, this is Colin, radio show. Colin, I'll explain it to you. But I think those comments, those statements are self-evident. Do you know your multidimensional DNA is getting a major upgrade while you sleep? Yeah, the Pleiadians do that. And the Pleiadians also refer to living a life on Earth as experiencing a waking dream. How about that? You know, there's a lot of conflicting info out here, believe me, going on today. But though there's many people against Trump and Musk, Elon Musk actually advocated the removal of all electronic voting machines. How about that? You know, that's something in his favor. But there's a lot of conflicting info as to the Ashtar Command and the Galactic Federation and somebody called Elder I.K.I. Of the Pleiadians. You know, and then there's the Galactic Confederation and their identification of who Ashtar is and Ashtar Command. You know, we got conflicting stories here. And talking about conflicting stories, well, I just happened to turn on regular free TV today. And what do I come across? Some supposedly educational info about the JFK revisiting the JFK assassination. And they're still sticking with the story and trying to drum it into your head that Lee Harvey Oswald was the only young man who shot Kennedy. Of course, he was a Patsy, Paul guy. But meanwhile, out there on the internet for several months now is a 1994 prison interview with a mob associate named James E. Ellis convinces that he shot JFK from behind the fence at the grassy knoll. And if you take the time, which is a little over an hour, take the time to listen to this, you really have no reason to not believe this guy. I mean, first of all, he's in jail on a 50-year life, 50-year sentence in jail from 1991, which means he won't get out until 2041. I think he's 83 years old now or something, you know, and that's another 15 years away. That means he would be 98 when he finally gets out of jail, but so he figured, what the hell is he afterwards? And he confessed in a very credible way eventually how he was hired by the mob to do the hit, and only do the hit if Kennedy hadn't been shot in the head already. And he testifies Kennedy had been shot one or two times already, and maybe a third bullet missed him. So talking about numerous shots here, and when the car came around to where he was positioned the last possible time to shoot Kennedy, no one had shot him in the head. And he explains that that was what the mob wanted, him shot in the head. And he had his gun ready with a scope, and he shot Kennedy in the head once. And that was the end of the whole deal. And like I said, meanwhile, mainstream media is still trying to drum into your head the one gunman thing, with Oswald. And I suggest you all go look that up. 1994 prison interview with mob associate James D. Files, F-I-L-E-S, from a Juliet State Penitentiary in Illinois. And check it out. Don't just take my word. But there's another conflicting nonsense going on. And of course, mainstream media, they're still trying to tell evil lies and still trying to cover their asses. And they will never tell us the truth. Only when the extraterrestrials land on our world, which they have pretty well locked themselves into a corner here, right about 3 or 4 years ago, they gave the final date for the ascension of planet Earth would have to be July 7th, 2025. Then they repeatedly said that the event will probably happen in the first half of 2025, which takes us to the end of June, at least, and maybe 6 days further into July. So it's going to happen before then, and if it doesn't, all their info is bogus. So they're at the moment the truth is approaching, and I believe it's going to happen. Meanwhile, April 19th, there's a New York City workshop where you know you get to hear Cobra talk from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. Unfortunately, it's not available. It's only available to people who are willing to hook into the Venmo, Wise, or whatever, certain things where they you have to digitally transmit the amount of money, $170 for the lecture, $170 for the initiation after, and $270 for the special initiation. So they're expecting people to sign up to these programs, and they're disenfranchising people that want to buy their tickets cash, want the want to be not cataloged as buying into the concert, because buying into your workshop says that we're enemies of the government in an indirect way. So why do you want to put us into jeopardy and do this? I mean, really, in my opinion, you know, I've made this point before. Our galactic brothers and sisters that are here to help us with the resistance and with the taking down of all the negative energy fields. Yeah, we thank you for what you're doing, but don't be like the evil government people we hate. You know, you're catering, all your catering of public performances are catering to a crowd that has money. What about us poor people? Us poor people that live in day to day, week to week, and given to give you $170 just to listen to you. We're not going to be able to get it until a couple of days before the event. If you stop and think about us, do you think that everyone has $170 stowed away today to pay for something special? We don't. You don't know shit about the American people or the people, the poor people of this world. Stop catering to the least. Stop catering to the governments. The governments are the crooked, most deceptive people walking the face of this earth. Why do you want to meet with them? Why do you even want to meet with them? They've all stabbed you in the back. They've all failed to agree to anything you ever proposed. And yet you're still going to meet with them. And in the meanwhile, you slam the door in the face of the poor people that really would be supporters of justice and freedom that you're claiming to give us. and maybe you will. But at the same time, doesn't give you a right to slam the face in the door of the poor people. Poor people cannot be part of these very special venues to buy tickets through a third source, blah, blah, blah. And poor people can't be expected to have iPhones or shit like that, you know, and download apps. You know, you're so inconsiderate of the poor people of planet Earth, which most of us are. We are the majority. You know, and it's really not right the way you're handling this. You know, I'm not going to be able to go to a concert because I'm a day-to-day, paycheck-to-paycheck type person. And believe me, I won't have that money until maybe 1 or 2 days before you're dead. And I'm certainly not going to put myself in jeopardy to set up a separate bank account to do a digital transfer, which I then have to take out of my real bank account and put into another bank account, so there's no chance of my bank account being sabotaged, because there's always a risk with digital transfers. And you're asking us to do this? How dare you? You know, it's an old rock and roll song in the last century. Meet the old boss. Meet the new boss just like the old boss. And that's what you're saying. Coming out to be, regardless of how much you've done for us, you should need to show us the respect we deserve, and you're not. You're excluding us. You're catering to the need. We're tired of this shit, you know? Show the poor people of planet Earth the respect they deserve. Stop catering to the elite that have money to burn, you know? And I have a right to be angry about those kinds of things. But I just had to say it today. Anyway, on April 19th, somewhere in New York City, or wanting to tell you what the venue is, I can understand that. Want to keep it secret, but, you know, I wanted to go, but it's not going to happen. For me, and it won't happen for a lot of other people too. And you're denying us the opportunity to show up and pay cash. How dare you? That's like, you're just like the new fucking world order, you know? How dare you do that shit to us, you know? And then try to pretend you are a friend. Yeah, sure, you've done things for us. We thank you for whatever you've done, but believe me, you got a lot to learn about humanity, and a lot to learn about being responsive to people and not thinking that we're going to just follow along with what you have to say. Yeah, sure, you've done us a lot of favors. Supposedly, we have no word for that. We just have to take your word and keep giving you things on your 2012 blog spot about all the things you've done. We don't have any proof of that, you know? And you never offered any proof, you know? So what do we get then? You know, we've had warnings long before you guys showed up here on the planet finally to help us out. We've had warnings about you showing extraterrestrials showing up and tricking us into doing things we shouldn't be doing. How do we know you're not the biggest tricksters of all times? Believe me, everything I'm saying here is true tonight. And these are things that need to be questioned and addressed. Well, so much for that. Hey, this is called a radio show. You got something to say of importance? Hey, call me. 888-627-6008. Meanwhile, do most of you know that violet is the highest frequency of visible light? And while we're talking, you know, it's been said that bees can see into the ultraviolet zone. And of course, if we look at the electromagnetic spectrum, we have gamma rays, X-rays, ultraviolet light, the visible light spectrum, of which violet is the highest frequency. And below that, there is infrared, microwave, TV, and
Hey, Rudy.
Did you know a killer hurts is a Trojan hurts? And hurts is the vibrations for a second. You see all this educational information you get when you turn into myself. You know, scientists, earth scientists, say your brain neurons operate at 200 hertz. It's 200 cycles per second. Is that true? I don't know. But I can pick that information from somewhere. Oh my God, the electromagnetic spectrum of radio frequency is from 30 to 300 gigahertz, or 30 to 300 billion cycles per second. A gigahertz is 1 billion cycles per second. Are you connecting the dots here? Well, that's all important information, really. You know, all different colors of lights, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, violet, they operate at extremely high frequencies. Terahertz, it's trillions of cycles per second. So we're talking about red light at 430 trillion cycles per second. Orange light at 510 trillion cycles per second, 540 trillion cycles per second for yellow. Green is at 610 million cycles per second. Blue is at 670 trillion cycles per second. And violet light vibrates at 750 trillion hertz per second, or cycles per second. Is that information important? Of course it is. For those of you who seek help with you before you go to bed at night, I think it's still valid to man 771. You say it three times, or you think it three times. You're thinking of communicating with the Pleiadians, and you're thinking, Pleiadians, command 771, command 771, command 771, and then you do like that for 20 to 30 minutes. And of course, you put your intention out there of what you'd like help with. Activation of your dormant DNA could be one thing. And of course, there could be many other things. And we're talking about many other things. The information is gathering momentum of these satellite X-ray visions of what's beneath. The Giza Plateau, specifically the Gufi, G-H-U-F-E, pyramid, the second largest pyramid on the Giza Plateau. And they found all these subterranean structures. You ought to check it out. You know, just Google Giza Plateau radar findings, recent radar findings. And the story first hit on March 16th, but it's been reoccurring here, there, and everywhere. And of course, there's valuable, extremely valuable information that has been uncovered by doing these radar, SAR, radar, techniques to decode what's underneath the Great Pyramid and the Second Pyramid. Khufu, I believe it's called. First Great Pyramid is called Khufu, and the other one is called Khufu. At least I think that's correct. about an education on a show. How many people knew that the Brotherhood of the Star, since the days of Atlantis, their emblem was a 12-pointed star? Well, who would have known that? But now you know it. I could get information from someone. I can't say where, but I picked it up. Meanwhile, hey, every day there's a meditation for anchoring light into New York City, the New York City vortex. Yeah, New York City is a special place. Had a dormant vortex, but it was bringing brought to life now because it was subdued by the New World Order Democrats and all the other people in control. So every day at 12:30 a.m. UTC zone, which equals 7:30 p.m., or maybe it's 8:30 p.m. with daylight time now. Check it out in New York City. Be part of that global meditation for anchoring light at the New York City vortex. Your participation is wanted and needed. You should understand that it's important to participate in things in life. Yes, it is. It is so important. It is. Because if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. And that's a fact, believe it or not. Yeah, that is a fact. And people need to be participating more. People need to be more responsive. You know? Understand that your words have power. Understand that it's important what you say. You should never say anything that you don't need, and you should never say anything that is negative. Because when you say something negative, you're bringing negativity into this world. But when you say good things, you're bringing love and light into this world. And that's not new information, but it's information that you should take to heart and put into practice. It's very important what you say. You know, I can look back at my life. My grandmother used to tell me, say only good things. And she was right. You know, she also taught me about sun gaze, though I didn't realize what it was back then. But later when I found out what sun gaze was, I realized, oh my God, my grandmother was trying to teach me what it was. And these are important things to do in life. To go out on sun gaze in the morning or the at sundown. That's when it's most beneficial. And if you don't know about that, what we're learning about it tonight. Sun gazing, you know, you put your hand over your eyes to like filter out, and then you like look up as the sun's coming up over the horizon or going down. And this is one of the most beneficial times to gather energy and information from the sun. The sun not only tans your body, it gives you information. And does other good things too. Of course, you were never told that because everything you've been told since birth has been lies, government lies, because the government is nothing but pawns for the evil, negative extraterrestrials.
Sure, there are a few good people in government agencies, but there are a few between. The majority is always controlled by the dark forces, the bribers, the evil entities, the extraterrestrial entities that control powerful people with a lot of money in this world. You know, I've said it before, but it's time to wake up and understand. That's one of the big problems with the presidency we have now. We have a billionaire whose best partner is the richest man on earth, another billionaire. And the hell do they know about regular people? They're playing big business world control ideas out there with the stock market, with the tariffs and all stuff like that. And they're not paying any attention to what the people want, the poor people, the middle-class people, the lower middle-class people that are vastly disappearing because of the antics of elite governments, plutocracies. Forget about oligarchies. They are plutocracies. America is a plutocracy. Pretending to be a democracy, even though it's really categorized as a republic, and also a corporation at the same time. A big mess up, huh? But that's where it's at, and the people need to take control of the situation. People should control the government, not vice versa. And unfortunately, here we have another bad scenario. A billionaire president and a super billionaire advisor to him. And they're calling the shots without any regret or regard for how many poor people they're stomping on. It's not right. It's not fair. And it needs to be changed, you know? You know, I'll be fair about it. You know, Trump has done a few good things since he's been in office, okay? But that doesn't justify him doing the ungood things. And at the same time, he claimed he was going to end the war in Gaza. Well, it's back up and it's wartime in Gaza again. So he failed at that one. Ukraine's in. They haven't had a peace process there yet. And he swore he was going to stop that in 24 hours. All that big talk, and guess what? He proved he was full of shit. And that's it. You know, if you're going to, it's all right to claim you're going to do something, but if you can't make your words come true when you have the opportunity to, you're only proving what a jerk you are, not an asshole. And that's all I have to say, you know. But we'll give him credit for the things he has accomplished in a good way. But at the same time, we have to talk about his failures and his inability to understand the average American and the poor people. Yeah, he knows how to manipulate people at a political event. Anybody could do that if they had the money. Anybody with money could do that. He's not a fucking genius, period. You know? And his tariff program isn't working out too well. It won't be. You know? So, it'll work out in the long run. But guess what? Poor people can't wait for the long run. Meanwhile, prices are going to go up. Our incomes are going to go down. And we're all getting fucked, period. That's it. And that's not right. And we all ought to be outraged now. It's got nothing to do with Democrats or Republicans. We all ought to be outraged because he's making it difficult for common people. Won't affect the rich because they got money to burn. But the common, who are the rich? The 1% of the population, 2%. The rest of us, we're all fucking screwed, period. No apology for the words, because that explains it, you know? And I'm a little annoyed about that, and everybody should be annoyed about that. So how do you get those engineers to listen to you? It takes money. They're not going to listen to any poor person on the street tell their story. They're not going to listen to any protesters. So there's part of the problem, too. You know? And that's an issue that needs to be addressed. Why waste all this time protesting to people that will not respond to your protests? There has to be a different approach to get them to do something. Whether it's let the air out of his tires on his car to make him aware that we're really annoyed with him, whatever, throw eggs at his lungs when they come down the road. But we got to do something to get his attention and let him know, because he's not listening to the protesters and he's not listening to anybody, really, which is not good. I mean, if he knew what to do to solve all the problems, it'd be okay. But he doesn't, and his record already proves it. And no matter how many acronyms he tries to give himself, pats on the back and saying, look, I did this and do that, the amount of things he didn't do far outweigh the things he has done. And that's the bottom line. Sure, he's 100 times better than any Democrat backstabber, but that still doesn't make him good. He's got his problems, and they need to be addressed, and the people need to take control of his White House, because he is making too many big, bad mistakes. And we're tired of billionaires telling us what's best for us, because they don't know anything about us. You know? Let's talk the reality of Trump. Did he ever ride the friggin' New York City subway? Probably not. If he did, maybe once in his life, maybe. You know, he knows nothing about what goes on in New York. Do you ever go to the bad neighborhoods? Hell no, he doesn't even know they exist. And then, of course, he moved out of New York, went to Florida. It shows you how much he loves New York, you know. Just packed up and left, you know. Hangs out on his golf course. You know. Why? There's a backstabber right there. Backstabbed all the people of New York, you know. Greatest city in the world. And moved to Florida. Kind of a dirtbag would do that, you know. He has no allegiance to New York, apparently. And I've got to say this, you know. I have to talk this situation out because, you know, I don't really dislike Trump, but I have to complain about his way of handling the presidency. You know, he's making a lot of bad decisions. And if he knew anything about what's going on behind the scenes with the extraterrestrials and the event coming up and bringing humanity into a situation of brotherly love, what is he really doing for that? You know? He doesn't have any real solutions for that. It's been all talk. And showcasing himself. Yeah, we'll throw the Palestinian people out and we'll put up hotels on the Mediterranean there. You know, how is that thinking about humanity? It's not. It's his elite mind thinking about the billionaires, what the billionaires would like. Yeah, we want more giant hotels on the Mediterranean. We'll just throw the Palestinian people out, and we'll all invite them back in. And that's what he thinks is okay. It's not okay. And that's why that Gaza solution fell apart. You know, his ideas of how to solve that problem is ridiculous. The Ukrainian deal is only important to him. Does he know what to do? Hell no. Stand him in front of me. I'll tell him, listen, you don't know what the fuck you're doing, period. And I can tell you this because I can think of a dozen better ways to handle the situation than you're doing. I have to say that. He goes, I can. I can back that up, you know, anytime, any place, anywhere. And there's probably plenty of other people that could tell him just the same thing, too. I'm not the only one. But there's a problem here, and we have a crisis going on planet Earth, you know? We have our galactic brothers and sisters trying to free us from the tyranny of the New World Order and the negative ET races that control the New World Order and control the rich people, you know? And we are not being led properly to receive the goodness that God himself wants to manifest upon us. We're our own biggest problem because we're not taking use of our God-given powers of taking command of the situation. We have the right to create our own reality. And if we keep silent any longer, the elite will just grind us into the ground as much as they possible. And guess what? Trump might not be a pawn of the New World Order, but he is one of the elites, along with his buddy Musk, and they don't give a crap about the common people. All they see is numbers and money, and they don't care about how people, poor people, have to suffer. They don't give a crap about it, and there's no reason to believe they do. Just look at their actions. Well, so much of that. Meanwhile, the rest of us, we should be participating in global mass meditations to bring peace to planet Earth. They're there, you know? The best, easiest way to find them is to go on Twitter, you know? I mean, if you're not a member of Twitter, you can still go on and visit people. You know, We Love Mass Meditation is one of them. Truth Seeker, Starseed 777 is another one. And there's so many more. I'm not going to list them. You know? Hey, somebody calls up, it's calling radio show, and he asks me to list them. Well, I'll pull out my list, and I'll give you more people to look up to find the information. Or just go to 2012. portal.blogspot.com to find out all the connections for all the, every 4 hours there's meditations going for peace and things like that. And if you're listening to my voice and you're not participating in the events, who the hell do you think you are, man? You don't want to contribute to any? And if you're not contributing, you're listening to my radio show and you're not subscribing to my show, at least donate $2.99 a month, you know? Because what I have to say is you couldn't pay $10,000 to get this information that I supply in one show. You couldn't get it. You could pay $10,000 and you wouldn't be able to buy enough people to tell you all the important information that I put into one show. And don't you feel ashamed of yourself? You listen and gain my knowledge every week if you're a steady listener, or even for the first time, and you're not willing to subscribe to my show and pay $2.99 for a month's worth of that's 4 shows, sometimes 5, of information that's beyond college thinking. You know, the free energy systems are here already. They could be brought out immediately. But the people who have the patents on this free energy machines don't want to let go of those patents. I don't know what they're holding out for. I guess it's big bribe money from the oil companies or something like that. We don't need oil. We don't need coal. We don't even need wind and solar power. Free energy exists in the air. It has in the past, over 125 years ago, they were using it right here in America and other places over in Europe. And then all of a sudden, business people came in and shut them down and began charging us money for energy, for electricity. It started with that. And we can reverse all that if we just stand up and demand it, you know? And there again, talk about your hero, President Trump. Why isn't he making it? He's got to know about the free energy. Why isn't he willing to stick his neck out on a limb and help us all get free energy, huh? Why isn't he talking about stopping the chemtrail planes? I don't have anything personal against the guy, but let's talk about it. He's been elected president, and he has responsibilities to serve the public. If you're not writing an executive order to get rid of the chemtrail planes, what is your problem? Are you a bribe taker that much? Are you afraid to write that executive order? Come on, the people want relief from the relentless oppression by New World Order maniacs like Gates, psychopaths like Gates, Soros, the jerk who runs the WHO, and all the other people that are on the bandwagon for the sake of profit to destroy humanity in any way possible. Why aren't you opposing any of these groups, huh? Stop trying to play Mr. Cool, because you're not Mr. Cool, because you're not addressing these serious situations. We don't want you to make any decisions. Why don't you ask us, the poor people, what we want you to do, and then just do it for us? Can you handle that? Well, if we don't start getting tough with Trumpy boy there, and start demanding of him that he listen to us, he's going to continue to do what his egotistic self is, which is just for him and all the rest of the billionaires, regardless of whether he's a New World Order puppet or not. In fact, that's why we all voted for him, because we knew he wasn't the puppet of the New World Order. But his egotistic control of the world is almost as bad. Not quite. Because he isn't listening to negative ETs. Well, we don't even know that, because they could have mind control in already. You know? The mind control techniques are so sophisticated, they can just about mind control anybody. And we need to consider that. You know, so much for these people that are bringing no goodness into the world, you know, only looking out for themselves. I got to say this, you know, I'm qualified to call out all these people because I've made more than my share of contributions to humanity. You know, I've got an amazing CD baby album out there called Songs Better Than Dylan. Philosophical songs. Yeah, Dylan's famous for his philosophical songs, but guess what? I've got more philosophical songs than he ever dreamed of. And my album proves it. Yeah? Songs Better Than Dylan. You can find it on YouTube. Yeah? That's what's good about CD Baby. They put your album out on YouTube, you know, and people can listen to your music for free. Yeah, you can. I got 23 songs on there. Songs Better Than Dylan. That's right. And the songs stand up to that statement. 23 songs on one album. All great songs. They're philosophical. They're sing-alongs. And I did them as simply as I possibly could. You know, no big recording studio elaborations. Most of them were done on four tracks, five at the most. You know, and because I don't need that many tracks to do songs, I did something as simple as possible, but the words, the lyrics, they have meaning, and it's philosophy. Philosophy is greater than Plato or any of those old philosophers in Greece. We're talking about modern-day philosophy. And this album has it. And like it said, songs better than Dylan. My philosophies put into my songs exceed anything that Dylan ever did. I'll give him credit. I learned from people like him. And he had a lot of great songs, but my songs are better. And my album proves it. And if you think it doesn't, well, download all the songs from it and then call me up. This is called the radio show and tell me I'm wrong. And, you know, I stand behind what I did. And that's just part of what I brought into this world. Hey, I got the book, Connect the Dots There. Has the most awesome photographs ever taken and shown to humanity. But if you don't know it's there, if you don't download the book or buy the book in Barnes & Noble or something, you're not going to know it even exists. I got pictures of spacecraft that nobody has ever shown before that hover in the sky. Yeah. They're there, clear as day. And I've got pictures of them. And if you don't take the time to look at that, don't you care about anything? And on top of that, Google has given you the first 43 pages of the book to browse through for free. Of course, most of the photographs are after that first 43 pages. But it's all there, explanations. I'm connecting the dots. And I connect the dots about everything, spiritual, geometry, you name it, I'm connecting it. And all the I list 39 conspiracies. Do you know 39 conspiracies? Ongoing ones. And I had to stop it there. Because you got to draw the line somewhere. There's more than 39 ongoing conspiracies, believe me. But I took the time to list 39 and then most of you probably never even thought about something that I listed. But you're never going to even know about it if you don't download the book. Come on, for the price of a drink, for less than the cost of breakfast at a diner, you can download my book. And it will make you or anyone else in the universe a smarter person. Yeah, including our galactic brothers and sisters. Because from what I gather, going to the portal. These guys, they're smart. They know things we don't know, but they don't know the human race as well as we would like them to know us. And consequently, they resemble the phony politicians more than they resemble common people. That's sad, but that's the truth, and I can back up what I'm saying. You know, I've invited these extraterrestrials through emails, which is an inferior form of communication, to call into my radio session and never got a response. So what does that say? They're chicken, they're stupid, they don't know how to make a phone call without getting traced. What the hell does that say? You know? Are they afraid to talk to somebody really intelligent that wouldn't be afraid to ask them some key questions? Yeah, I don't expect you to give way of battle plans or anything like that for taking down the negative ETs. But, you know, I certainly need to clarify, like, where is your allegiance? You know? Are you really serving the light, or is this the biggest con game of all time that you're playing on us? Because we've had plenty of warnings from science fiction movies long before you showed up here and started talking this ascension stuff. Long before that. So we are a little wary that you could be deceivers. And one way for us to find out is if we get you to publicly answer the questions. And not the questions that you answer at your workshop, because these people have all been under your spell. Like, nobody has, a really revealing question. But if you call my radio show, I won't pressure you, but I won't be afraid to ask you some key questions to help us, humanity, decide whether you are really legitimate or not, or whether you're conning us on, We are a gullible people. Hey, we're the humans. We're gullible. The whole universe knows that. But at the same time, when you don't want to interact with us, when you make up excuses, you're worried about our safety, which is a bag of crap. We'll worry about our own safety, You may keep making up these fucking excuses while you won't communicate with real people, Still going to talk to the stupid politicians that don't want to hear anything you have to say. Like, what the fuck is going on here? I have a legitimate complaint here. Hey, this was call a radio show, but, time's running out. So, it's no problem for me, because I've got a million and one things to talk about. Anyhow, outside of that CD Baby album, songs are better than Dylan. I also have a partner, another CD Baby album, American Partner Songs. And I've got some cool party songs, only 12 songs on the record, but I've got some really cool party songs there too. And if you just like one of them, show me the decency of downloading it for 99 cents. I don't know, maybe I don't have any listeners on this radio show, Maybe this radio show isn't being broadcast. Who knows? Maybe that's why no one is interested in subscribing to my show, because there is nobody listening, maybe. Who knows? I can't prove there is or not. And only when somebody calls in do I realize somebody is actually listening to my show. But so much for that. I'll just have to assume they are. And, I'm out here every Saturday pouring my heart out trying to educate the human race. And I am quite knowledgeable about everything that's going on. I know about the Agartha underworld. I know about the resistance. I know about the removal of the reptilians, the removal of the Dracos, the taking down of the electronic fence, the activating of the ley lines, the opening of the portals, the sermon bullshit with the negativity. Underground bases, left trains, traveling people at supersonic speeds all across, underneath planet Earth, underneath the ocean, the dumb bases, the, child trafficking, the satanic worship, the adrenochrome. The word adrenochrome shows up in movies in the 1990s. I can't think of the name of it now. The two stars go to Las Vegas for a week or something. And the word adrenochrome is mentioned in that show. I can't think of the name of the video. Some of them gave it to me, and I watched it. It was a cool thing. A couple of famous people. I can't think of the details of that, but that's the story. A couple of dudes with a lot of money in their pockets head out to Vegas for the weekend. They buy drugs. They buy women. They buy hotel rooms. They do all kinds of crazy things. And the word of adrenochrome is actually mentioned in that 1990s movie. And adrenochrome, of course, is the blood taken from tortured children, drank by the elite, so they're high. It's sickening, Just like the abduction of women by extraterrestrials, just the Canadian government or the U.S. government abducting Indian women. It's the extraterrestrials, too. They're the most abducted race on the planet. American Indians or Canadian Indians, North American Indians. Yeah, Keith's favorite. And that continues. Why hasn't it stopped yet? President Trump, why haven't you stopped this? Anyhow, we're getting to the end of the show, coming to the countdown, and you'll get to hear my song after the countdown. Are you departing in kind, or are you? I am. 30 seconds of the lead guitar solo there, followed by my anthem. I gotta be a survivor to be your anthem tree. Listen to the words. It could be your anthem too. I gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Yeah. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. Hey, listeners, subscribe to my show. Tell your friends to call me next week. Anybody who has a problem can call in and give their 2 cents. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Stand without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look.